welcome to Terrace House Matcha, the podcast that spills the tea on BGND. Welcome, everyone, to this week. My name's Jack, of course. This is the 97th week leading actress. It is what we are covering. And I just can't believe that we're here already. We are in the final week of coverage for the episodes, anyways, of Boys and Girls Next Door. Of course, we have the movie to look forward to. And that's coming along, but as far as the episodes proper, this is it, 97, and then 98, of course, next week with Bye Bye Terrace House. And man, what a journey as we sit here and kind of reflect and look back on things. And I just really appreciate you guys joining me on this journey, of course. And if you've been following any of my previous shows, you know I've been talking about Terrace House for a long time, multiple years, in fact, you know, so I'm not saying it's over yet. I mean, we got a ways to go, but you know, I'm just looking back and reflecting again, and it's just like, wow, I've watched a lot of Terrace House, and most of these seasons and episodes I've watched multiple times too. Boys and Girls Next Door, this is just my first run through, like clean, you know, run through the first or all these seasons. However, they're split up. I guess there's eight of them, right? And I've only watched each episode once, and that was the live react that you guys are here listening to, and then I haven't yet gone back and watched any of those yet. But, you know, it's nice to know that at some point here, I won't have to do it. Like, week by week, I can just marathon it like anybody else would. So, you know, that's kind of comforting, I guess. But, wow, just can't believe we're here, you know, and really just appreciative of everything. So it's going to be cool to look back, you know, as the months and years roll on and point to Matcha and say, look what me my friends and me and my sister did, you know, we did that. So it's a cool thing. But anyways, not to get too sentimental, guys, I'm trying to think of what the TMI is for this week. What's kind of going on, you know, just kind of riding things out here. Let's see. I did watch, random fact, I did watch Mortal Kombat on streaming over the weekend. I wanted to check it out. I remember going and seeing the first two movies in movie theaters, believe it or not. So that gives you a hint as to how old I am. But I did watch the original Mortal Kombat and Mortal Kombat Annihilation in movie theaters back when like tickets were like, I don't know, $4 or $5 each, you know, for like a normal viewing, not a matinee or anything like that. But yeah, I don't know. That Mortal Kombat 2 soundtrack, or Mortal Kombat Annihilation, I think is what it's called. That was like the soundtrack that introduced me to like groups like Rammstein, KMFDM, all kinds of crazy stuff. I don't know. It's kind of like a seminal release for me in my high school days, actually. Introduced me to a lot of just groups. It was like my first exposure to them. So I'll always remember that. But in any case, about the new movie, don't worry, I won't spoil anything because it just came out this weekend. And if you want to watch it, I won't spoil. I will say that there are some good things about it, but it gets real, real dumb at some parts, and which I don't mind, by the way. I appreciate bad movies. I enjoy terrible movies, in fact, you know, so just, you know, don't go in expecting too much, you know. It's not like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon or anything like that, although it kind of started out that way. It started out with a bang. I would say the best parts are in the first half of the movie, for sure. There are some very questionable, let's say, casting choices they've made, some uninspired ones. Some parts of the movie seem almost like a fan-made movie, but the special effects really carry the movie far. You know, it's one of the strengths of the film. But anyways, yeah, Mortal Kombat, I don't know. It's don't go in expecting too much. I don't get all these people that are like, blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, it's Mortal Kombat. Like, what what do you want, you know? So in any case, I would recommend it, though. It's just a good, like, stupid summer blockbuster popcorn and soda kind of movie, you know? So I think if you go in there with that expectation and nothing beyond that, you won't be too disappointed. And I'm glad I watched it once. I might, you know, it might be on in the background here in the future, but, you know, I paid attention the first time, and it was good. It was, honestly, I laughed and cringed at some parts because they were just so bad, but I still was entertained by them because of just how terrible and cringeworthy they were. So, in any case, guys, you know, let's get back to the quality shows, right? Let's get back to Terrace House. No cringing going on here, right? Every episode is 100% pure gold. But no, in all seriousness, though, 97, week 97, leading actress. I can't wait to see what happens. We'll just get right into it, guys. You guys know the deal. You know the name of the game by now. You know, we've done this together almost 100 times. So you guys are, you know, grizzled veterans along with me on the Terrace House train. So let's get this going, guys. We're going to count it down. Make sure my English subs are up. They are. And let's do this, guys. Week 97 in 3, 2, 1, play. Konbanwa. We know, yeah. Everyone's sad. Ah, I need to check these out. It's the second one. Let's hold hands finally. Oh, they're pumped. Wow, he is shocked. I gotta check those out. Those look cool. Yes. Love is happening. The love hug. Yeah, got to plan a graceful exit here. That's right, the I love you wine. Professing his love. He definitely knows her love language, man. It's wine. She even said it herself, right? She said, "You really know me," when they were in that hot tub. Looks so good. I dropped my phone, girl. My shells are cute. They have their own style, you know? I don't know. They kind of always look kind of mismatched to me, but hey, what? Who cares? Like, they have their own style. They're individuals. Opposites often attract, as we know. Oh, wow. Look at that. Wow. Wow. Where is he hiding that bottle of wine? Where are they going? Just went behind that shrubbery. Oh, wow. This guy's date planning skills, A+ so far. He's 2-0, man. Wow. Oh, there it is. It's in the bag. I got a snatching flip-flops. I was just looking at his flip-flops, actually. Matching flip-flops. Matching outfits is common in Japan. It's kind of frowned on in the States. It's kind of like a faux pas, if you will. It's not really done around here. Or if you do do it, you're pretty much made fun of. Yeah, she's like, what's with the flip-flops, man? Wow, here he goes. Well, it's got a special message on it, girl. Wow. Oh. Eh? Wow. Love, man. I love you. Wow. This guy's doing it right. After all the things she went through with Makun, all that drama, Daiki's the guy. The guy for right now, you know? The right guy, right time. I keep saying it. Love is timing. Oh, we knew she'd say that. Okay. Oh, what? Oh. She's got a lot to work on for herself. Yeah, I see that. Both, probably. I just put a lot of thought into this. Huh. Kind of thought she would jump headfirst in with him, but she's thinking really carefully about it. She's like, oh, we can't open it now? Wow. Okay. What can we do, Santa, to make you say yes this episode? We only got two more left. No, I'm just kidding. I kind of was thinking they would get together, but I don't know. I guess it's completely possible that they don't. Or maybe they get together after the season concludes. The official season. So that kind of threw a wrench into things. I was really hoping for two couples. But like I said, she didn't say, it wasn't a no. Right? It was a not right now. Let me think about it. So she's really thinking about it. So the good news is if she says yes, then she really means yes. You don't want somebody to just jump into that. But he's probably got to be a little bummed now, I would think. Just a little bit. Didn't go the way he maybe envisioned. Expectations versus reality, of course. Oh, he told her. Oh, yeah. Me too, Ted John. She needs some time to think about it. Yeah, we'll know. Man, it seems like a lot of pressure to just answer on the spot like that. He set it up, though. Yeah, totally. He's just poised in the pocket. He's cool cucumber. Like, even when he got the not right now from Santa, he was cool. He knew the right thing to say. He said, okay, well, when you decide now or in the future, we're going to drink this together. Perfect thing to say. Yeah. Right, you're scared to get hurt. They're onto something there. You know, I don't necessarily disagree with that. I think Yama maybe was joking a little bit, but there's some truth to that, I think. Oh man, the packing has started. Oh, he's got a DVD. That's so cool of his stage performance. Right. Man, with the comments, people in the comments. Is this Michael Jackson? Yeah, I think so. Or Bruno Mars. They sound very similar. Seriously, on the water. How much money do you make in water polo? I gotta wonder. Oh, which side do I pick? My guy's side or the girl's side? Oh, man. Whoa, it's on his mind. Oh. Think about his next steps. Oh man, he's actually gonna move. I can't believe it. I don't know Terrace House without Tetron. I cannot believe he's been there the whole damn time. No one has lived at Terrace House this long. And no lulls, like no like hiatus or anything, right? Like Santa like came and went and came and went. Like Tetron was just straight there. Day one. Him and Santa, one of the original six. It's so crazy to see him making plans to move out. You know it's real when Tetron's leaving. Dougie's totally the kind of guy to have like a bright yellow phone. I mean, that's a compliment. Oh, he's ready. He was born in the beach. Wow, is she going to answer him right now? That's sooner than I thought. Oh, man. Terrace House fans worldwide are waiting for your words, Santa. I'm holding my breath. Oh, come on. Daggone it. Of course, if they can't get you with a big cliffhanger, they'll get you with a commercial break one. She's going to say something trendy. Are they going to kiss? Oh my gosh, why am I so nervous? Oh, she brought the wine. Nice move. Yeah, dude, that was such a Santa move. Oh. Yes. Did you bring glasses? Wow. Risky. Wow, nice wine glasses. And wine key, of course. Oh, and they're wearing the matching flip-flops. This is great. Aw. I'm really happy. That was a smooth way to do it, Santa. Of course she would be that smooth. She's smooth. Like a fine cab. They're so chill together. So chill. Oh, that's awesome. So happy for them. Oh, man. Are they gonna kiss? Oh shit. Oh, the way he grabbed her face. Oh, that's how you do it. It's not the creepy way. Oh, there's gonna be a little bit more kissing, I think. Wow. Oh my gosh, what an awesome scene. Yeah, I told you, they're gonna be kissing more. Wow. She's embarrassed. They're like making out now. Wow. Wow. That was so trendy. Yes. Ah. It was awesome. Like foreigner's gnosis. Omikun's back looking sharp, by the way. Fresh from tour. They still got the bottle? There's still some left? I guess maybe they had to drive. Wow. Ah, oh, they're so comfy together. Oh, hey, what's up, Ryoko? Cool bangs. This girl's got style, too. Man, I want some wine. Oh, gonna tell him. It is that bottle. It is. Yep. Wow. Oh, man. Whoa. Nice. Everyone's together. Just good in that hat. It's a full house. It's that wine. Everyone knows that bottle. Wow, there's two couples here. Oh, man. Wow. He always buries his... He's like embarrassed about it. I don't know. He's just... Yeah, he's blushing. He's covered his face a few times, smiling and like giggling. He's giddy about it. It's so cute. Let's all sleep. Leaving him alone. Where are they going? They're just each going to their own bedroom? Can I kiss you? Not in agreement. Oh. They got the angle down. Really? Doki doki indeed, Tori. You tell him, Tori Sean. What era did you come from? Clank, clank, clank. Promo video. Oh, I liked it. Yeah. Wow. It was a great episode. Like Tori Chan said, made my heart go doki doki. And it happened sooner than I thought. The way it started out, Sana-san made it seem like it was going to take a while, but it was only a matter of days. And it happened at the end of this episode. Now we have officially two couples, and that just leaves really the sad. I don't know if it's going to be sad. It might be happy. I'm sure it'll be emotional, but the emotional conclusion to the longest season of Terrace House, spanning 2 years when it was actually an active show, and over a year of me podcasting. Next week, we have arrived 98th week. Bye-bye, Terrace House. I say next week, but that episode's coming in 2 days on Macho Wednesday. Can't believe it. And then, of course, the movie. Wow. I just can't believe how, I guess, kind of smooth, relatively, everything's been wrapping up here at the end of Terrace House. I think Ryoko really patching things up with Michiko really paved the way to have this friendship, this camaraderie. That could have easily been like a high drama thing. And in other seasons of Terrace House, it would have been undoubtedly with the love triangle and just letting a guy get between two girls' friendships. But luckily, that's not the case here. So it just really is a situation where all six members are friends or lovers together. Two couples in the house simultaneously. I just wish it happened sooner so we could enjoy them as a couple, you know, longer. On the show itself. So I'm just emotional a little bit. You know, it's been a long time. It's a long road. It's a long journey. And like I said, I've been covering Terrace House for years now, literally multiple years across multiple podcasts out there. And just to think that it's starting to wrap up, you know, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. So, wow. Well, I'm just, you know, really enjoyed this. I'm looking forward, of course, to the emotional conclusion, but it's just such a happy situation here. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, I completely agree. Everyone that always told me that Boys and Girls Next Door was the best season of Terrace House is not wrong at all. It definitely is the best season, and I've seen them all, again, multiple times. Everything on Netflix, even all the episodes they took off of Tokyo 2019, 2020, all the ones that were released and then taken off, I watched those too. So I've seen all the Terrace House there is to see. You know, I'm not counting Share House in that group yet, but I could watch that somewhere down the road. You know, who knows? But Terrace House, guys, we're getting there. I just can't believe it still. It's like I have mixed feelings about it. Like I'm looking forward to the conclusion, but I also don't want it to end. You know, it's one of those things. So you just got to rip the Band-Aid off. You just got to get there. I'll be like, oh, what if I just can't podcast this week? Then we can just put it off for another week. It's not like that. Like, it's got to happen, you know. Well, enjoy the ride. And we're getting there. So I'm just terrible at, like, ending things. Not just podcasts or anything. I'm just terrible at ending anything. I don't like things to be over, I guess. I don't know what it is. I'm weird like that. But in any case, guys, thank you so much for listening, of course. And I will be back, and the show will be back in 48 hours, 90th week. Bye, bye, Terrace House. Love you guys. We'll see you there. Bye.